Hey there, I'm Beth Donaldson, an entrepreneur that puts hustle and heart into everything I do. The Hustle and Heart podcast will give you real and raw advice about overcoming and embracing failures, challenges, and obstacles in order to climb to the top. But it all begins with you. Listen in to each episode to harness your power and achieve more than you ever thought possible. Get ready to own it all because you deserve it. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Hustle and Heart podcast. Today, I am super excited to be coming to you solo to talk about the 41 pearls of wisdom that I've learned in my 41 years of life. So I can't wait to share these pearls of wisdom with you, and I hope they inspire you to continue building your own life and just learning every day how to catapult to the next level. So let's get this party started. And just a little disclaimer, these are not in any kind of chronological order. And I did, sit on the beaches of Cancun on my 41st birthday this year to write these 41 lessons that I want to share with you. So number one, it's the will, not the skill. So this kind of sounds cliche and may be heard often, but it truly is about the will and not the skill. So many of us can have skills or maybe have gone through traditional education, but if you don't have the will to make something happen, it doesn't matter what kind of skill you have. So it really has to come from self-motivation and come from within to be able to do anything in life. And I've seen this true in so many examples, whether it's your career or learning a new hobby or, being in a relationship. It truly comes down to what you're willing to do and not what if you know how to do it. But then when you can combine those two and you have the will and learn the skill or already possess the skill, powerful things can happen. Number two in the lessons and the pearls of wisdom I would love to share with you is empathy. So I am a very empathetic person, and I think empathy is a great characteristic, but not at the cost of your own well-being. This is something that I've had to learn. So it's really important to embrace your empathy quality, but not to the point of self-sabotage. So for all you listeners out there that are empathetic, it's a great, great quality to have. But like anything in life, sometimes our strengths, if they're pushed to the other side of the spectrum, can become a weakness. So just be sure that if you're an empathetic person, know that it's amazing. There's so much potential for that quality. Just don't let it be something that can be self-sabotaging if you are surrounded by someone that is going to take advantage of it, or if you personally need to create some boundaries within that quality. Number three, work hard, but also work to find balance. So even though this is a pearl of wisdom that I'm sharing with you today and something I've learned in my 41 years of life, it's also something I'm still working on. And so I am naturally a workaholic. I am extremely passionate about what I do. I know I was put in this world to do big things, and that takes a lot of hard work and dedication, but also to be able to find balance, whether that be certain days off to exhale or finding time for self-care, massages and things like that. I'm pretty great at doing that. And I kind of go through seasons of life, which I think we all do, but ultimately work hard and also find time to really figure out some balance. And I don't think we're ever, let's be realistic, we're never going to be in a place where we have complete balance, and that's okay. But if we strive to find some kind of balance, we're going to just ultimately be able to live a more fulfilling life. Number four is huge to me. Trust your gut. So I can't tell you how many times my intuition was right. Sometimes I kind of think I'm a psychic. And sometimes I didn't listen to my gut. Actually, more times than I would like to admit. But now I always go with my gut.
I am also trying to prioritize aligning my mind, my heart, and my gut through all the self-reflection and lessons and therapy so that they're all aligning to go in the same direction, because ultimately that's what we want. When your mind, your heart, and your gut are aligned, that means you are moving forward in life. You're more balanced. You're more stable, you know, mentally, which a lot of that can be therapy when we're not living in fight, flight, or fight mode. But ultimately, number four, the wisdom of Pearl is trusting your gut. We all have those gut feelings, and 9 times out of 10, they're right. But there's also, you know, something to be said about people with extreme insecurities. Sometimes they kind of mix that up with maybe a gut feeling. So you do want to be careful with that too. Number five, I feel like everyone should see a therapist. And I know we all have past traumas and struggles and generational curses. There's a plethora of things that we go through in life, which is what makes us who we are. So we should be proud of those struggles. We should be proud of those childhood, you know, situations that we've been in, because it's okay. It's made us the powerhouses that we are today. But I feel like personally, all of us should seek therapy and make it a priority, because there's a lot of things that could be holding you back. So I really encourage everyone to do that. I personally started my therapy journey about in 2019 after the car accident at my business when I went through extreme PTSD. But that really kind of came out and boiled up because of some past traumas. So my hope is that everyone can have access to therapy. It's been life-changing for me personally. I'm still a work in progress, but I hope everyone can really find access to therapy and the courage to do it, because it's necessary for all of us. Number six is one of my favorites. Today is the perfect day. Don't wait for another day to start anything new. I mean, it could be starting something new, popping open the bottle of champagne on a, you know, normal day. It doesn't have to be a huge celebration. We should be celebrating every single day. And don't be afraid to chase your dreams. Just start today and do it now. Number seven, be an advocate for yourself, because there's nobody else that wants what's in your heart more than you. So whether that's a dream, whether that's your health, goals, love, relationships, or anything else, you've got to fight for it if you want it and be your own advocate. The next pearl of wisdom is close to my heart, because it's something that over the last year or so, I've really been mentally aware of through a lot of things from the professional side and personal side. But it's about looking for yellow flags. So we all talk about looking for red flags. Why wait for the red flag? I could have saved myself a lot of time, resources, and effort in many relationships, both personally and professionally, if I would have looked for the yellow flags. So now I look for yellow flags and I proceed with caution. And sometimes I don't proceed at all. So don't wait for the red flags, but look for those yellow flags. Number nine, don't keep a compliment to yourself. So this is huge, and this is something I've lived by forever. So I'm totally the kind of person, if I see someone that has a beautiful handbag, beautiful eyes, anything that's genuine, of course, I always want to keep it genuine. So if someone had chipped nails and they didn't look put together, I'm not going to tell them that their nails look gorgeous. So keep it genuine, but never keep a compliment to yourself, because you never know whose day you could change. They could be having a horrible day. And if you walk up to them, whether you're shopping at Nordstrom's or it's at the clinic or it's in the grocery store, and someone has a great quality about them, there is nothing, absolutely nothing wrong about going up to them and saying, your hair is gorgeous, or I love your outfit. It could completely change their day. And it's just a nice little act of kindness, as long as you just keep it genuine. Next we have, it is totally okay to outgrow people and things. Life always comes around full circle, and it's so true that you are who you surround yourself with. So if you outgrow someone or something, it's not your job to wait around for them to meet you at your level. You deserve people that are equal in your life. You deserve people that can meet you where you're at. And of course, there's going to be seasons of your life where maybe you're a mentor to someone and they're not necessarily at your growth level in whatever shape or form that may be. So I'm not in any way, shape or form advising that you don't surround yourself with diversity. However, it's so important to know when you've outgrown people in your personal and professional life, so you don't have to carry around all the weight. That can be extremely time consuming, a waste of effort, and quite frankly, just completely draining. So make sure that you know when it's time to say goodbye to people you've outgrown. Number 11 is do things that scare you every single day, because that's where the growth happens. So whether that is something you've put on your bucket list or something very basic that might scare you at work, like giving a presentation or hitting your goals or taking the extra step to be an intentional to meet a certain goal, or even if it's in your personal life, like flying on an airplane. You know, there's a lot of phobias in America, but there's also little things. And if you're able to conquer those fears, it's number one, liberating, and number two, going to be a part of that massive growth that is just going to continue to get you to the next level. Number 12, I really love this one. I've learned this throughout my life, and it's all about being a partner, not a backpack. Don't hold all the weight in any relationship because it will kill you. Just make sure that all your relationships, whether it's a friendship, a partnership, or a business relationship, that you're partners and you're not holding all the weight. It can kill you and drain your soul. On to the next, number 13, embrace your quirks. So we're all a little weird and unique in our own ways, and that's what's so magical. It's all about being you. Be you, be proud of who you are, and live who you are to the fullest. And by the way, congratulations if someone has ever told you that you're different or even odd, because that means you're not a follower or a carbon copy of anyone else. So just keep being yourself. It's so important. You were made to be who you are, so embrace that with full authenticity and just be you. Number 14 is exercise and move your body daily. This is so great for not only your body, but your mental health too. I'm a huge advocate of this, even if it's just a walk in the park or yoga or weight training. My personal favorite is weight training. I also love walking. I love biking outside, but find what works for you and move your body every single day, because it really will change your life, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally as well. Number 15, have the courage to be disliked. So one of my interview questions is, would you rather be liked or respected? So take a moment and think about that, and what would your answer be? Because I know for me, I would much rather be respected for my values, for my work ethic, for my integrity, for who I am as a person, because not everyone's going to like us. So have the courage to be disliked. You know, not everyone's going to like me, and I'm okay with that. Would it be nice to have everyone like you? Of course, but in reality, that's not the case. And so, yeah, just have the courage to be disliked. And again, that goes back to being who you are. Embrace your quirks and be who you are, regardless of who likes you and who dislikes you. The next pearl of wisdom that I want to share is all about intuition, which we kind of talked about, always following your gut feeling. So this kind of falls in that same arena, but your intuition is always your best compass. So my intuition personally has led me to magical things. Even when your intuition sometimes can be confusing, when it's time to make a decision that can maybe be even a life-changing decision, but it truly is your best compass. So lean into it, self-reflect, and make the right decision for yourself, because even if it's challenging and difficult at that moment, later on, you're going to look back and realize that it kind of all comes full circle. You really figure out, oh, that's why X, Y, and Z happened, because I had to get to this next level, this next place. 17, until you change your daily habits, you can't expect your life to change. So I am all about daily habits. I'm a very structured person. My morning routine is, if I get off my morning routine in any way, shape, or form, it really affects me. Same with my nighttime routine. I'm a very structured person. I know everyone works in their own ways, so not everyone has to be structured, but that does include daily habits. And when you change your daily habits into positive ones, your life is just going to get better. So I just really encourage everyone to incorporate little things, you know, start with little things, because it compounds, and that's really what makes your life better. And that's what changes things. So just start with little daily habits that you incorporate, whether that's moving your body even for 15 minutes, or doing meditation for 5 minutes, or making sure you drink 8 ounces of water in the morning with a splash of lemon before you start coffee. So there are so many things. And if you incorporate them into your life, it's just going to make your life better. And of course, health is everything, and help you become healthier, which is something I'm going to talk a little bit about later in this conversation. Number 18, there is always something to be grateful for. So I know life can be challenging, and we can just go through the hustle and bustle of every single day and get caught up in the moments. But if you really take time to reflect about the day and what you're grateful for, and maybe write them down or whatever works for you, but being grateful is so important, because we truly do all experience amazing things in life. And it's just so important to be able to kind of look back and appreciate that. So one thing I did a couple of years ago as a New Year's resolution, which normally I'm not a big New Year's resolution person, because we all know that usually you kind of drop them. They drop off within 30 days. So why not create a good habit any time of the day or any time of the year? And that goes back to one of my pearls that I gave earlier about doing it today. But when it comes to this particularly, I, a couple of years ago, made a New Year's resolution to write at least 5 good reviews for companies every single month, because it's so easy for us to get upset about a bad experience. But maybe it was just that organization's employee that day was having a bad day, or maybe their, you know, system went down. And so I think it's so important for us to really focus on the positive too. Not only does that help small business owners with reviews, but also to me, it's fulfilling to be able to write reviews. Like, I am blessed to have so many great experiences with different restaurants and different trips and things like that. So to take, you know, 10 minutes a month and write 5 good reviews to show how grateful I am for that experience is something that I practice. So another thing I do at the end of my day is write in my journal at least 3 things that I'm grateful for that happened that day. And I think it's so important to be able to do that, because otherwise, again, we just get caught in the hustle and bustle of life, and it can be stressful if we don't take the time to really reflect and look at the positive as well. The next wisdom that I want to share with you is own your mistakes. So we all make mistakes, and that's okay. No one's perfect. Perfection would be ideal. And I'm a perfectionist myself, but we're not perfect. And I make a lot of mistakes. So when you own your mistakes, you learn the lesson from them, and you apply the lessons that you've learned, the new ways for the future, that's how we evolve. That's how we become better. So just own your mistakes. Number 20, flex your courage muscle. So I did a podcast on courage early on, and courage is so important because it's powerful. Like everything we do in life, or most things we do in life to get us to the next level, take massive courage. So that's a muscle, and you got to work it just like you have to work your glutes. If you want to, you know, improve that area of your body, you got to work that muscle. The same is true with anything in life. So whether it's courage or mindset or becoming a better human, you've got to flex those muscles. So if you work your courage muscle and you just continue to gain more courage to get to where you need to be in life, then it's going to get easier and easier. So I really encourage you to do that. Number 21, just let it go. Like, what's that movie? Frozen. So let it go. Don't hold on to anyone or anything that no longer serves you. I know this can be so challenging. It's been challenging for me personally, but let it go. It feels so empowering to have a new beginning. It's a fresh slate to reinvent the future and just repaint the whole canvas. And sometimes that's what you need. So when you know, let it go. The next pearl of wisdom I want to share with you is color outside the lines. I love this one. And what this means is do your own thing, break the rules, be a leader, don't follow, and color outside the lines to create the life of your dreams exactly how you want it. So really, like, just color outside the lines, meaning don't stick within the restrictions that someone else made. Like, color outside the lines. Make it beautiful. Make it all blue if that's what you want. Make it a rainbow. Color outside the lines. And that's how you create the life you want to live. Be bold and color outside the lines. Okay, next on the list is my favorite. I may have said a few others for my favorite too, but it's travel. Travel as much and as often as you can. All over the world and as often as possible. I'm telling you right now, I've learned so much through travel about myself and others. It's amazing. Being immersed in a culture unknown is so satisfying to me, and it empowers me beyond what I could ever put into words. And I'm going to talk a little bit about this more. So one example is, first of all, anytime I travel somewhere, I'm the kind of person that I want to know where the locals go. I want to eat the authentic food. I want the authentic experience. And I love just embracing the culture. I love learning the cultures because we're so restricted to the little bubble we live in. So when you expand your horizons and you embrace it, it's so liberating and you learn so much. Like, I've learned so much through travel, more so than I did in any kind of traditional education. But one thing I want to share that is a great memory that I have about travel is when I went to Norway with my best friend, Astrid, who is no longer with us, bless her soul. And her and I'm so grateful we had been able to travel so many places in the world together, from Iceland to Madrid to Marbella to all over the world. And she was Norwegian, and we went to her hometown in Norway, which was a southern island in Norway that you literally, it was so small, you could walk around the whole island. And her brother and mother still live on the island. And so we stayed at that home, which was beautiful. It overlooked the Mediterranean Sea. And, you know, we went out and caught fresh lobster and crab to eat every day. I mean, the experience I could go on and on about. But what I want to talk about here is it was near the holidays and we were having their Christmas dinner, which their traditional Christmas dinner was very interesting. It was, I forget what it was called, but basically like fresh shrimp from the sea that we were looking at on bread with mayonnaise, which sounds kind of interesting and disgusting, but it's delicious. And also another meat that I forget what it was called, but it was delicious as well. So we're sitting around the dinner table with her family, and her brother and his fiance and nieces and nephews and her other brother all spoke great English, and her mother spoke very broken English. And so at the dinner table, they were mostly speaking Norwegian. And she would look at me every couple sentences and translate it. And I looked over at her eventually and I said, "Astri, I am loving this experience and I actually don't want you to translate anymore. I want to pick up everything," because it was so interesting. Like, I could understand a lot of the conversation just by the body language, even though I didn't know the language. And so I wanted to really embrace like the whole culture. And she kind of looked at me like I was crazy and said, "Okay." And so the rest of that evening, I just embraced the uncomfortableness, which I wasn't even really uncomfortable, but I think a lot of people would be in that situation. But I embraced the unfamiliar, I guess is a better word. And I understood most of the conversation, and I would talk to, and they would understand me in English. And it was just the coolest thing. So my advice to you is travel. That is definitely in the top pearls of what I've learned in my 41 years of life. Travel is so empowering and something where you can learn so much about yourself and others. Okay, so number 24, this is a little risque, but you know we keep it real on here. So sex is more than sex, at least for me. It's so much deeper than sex. It's all about the intimacy. It's about the communication, the goal setting, the financial alignment, the trust, the vulnerability, and just so much more. I mean, for me, the intimacy has to be there on a very deep level for me to be physically attracted and sexual with someone. The physical attraction comes after the deeper intimacy and emotional connection for me. Next on the list, no matter how much you want to change someone, you can't. Any healthy relationship, whether it's an intimate one, friendship, family, or even business, is one that enhances your life and doesn't drain it. So it shouldn't drain you. And if it does take your spark away, let it go. 26, love is more than love. So love is just a verb, as we all know. And love is first and foremost trust, respect, and honoring a person for all they are. So this is a big lesson I've learned. Love can be thrown around in our culture just randomly, but really love is so much more than that. And I believe it starts with trust, respect, communication, and really honoring that other person. Number 27, we are all hypocrites. So like the minimalist who owns six jackets or the woman who talks about income inequality on a device made by an underpaid worker. So instead of pointing fingers, we should all strive to find compassion for people who disappoint us, upset us, and anger us, because we're all hypocrites. Number 28, a life without boundaries is a life without peace. It might seem like setting boundaries is the last thing you should do to foster relationships, because it might seem like you're not willing to let people in, but you can establish a boundary without erecting a fence. So setting and knowing your boundaries will allow you to understand what you're willing to accept and what you need to reject. And that's how you're going to find peace in life. So I really encourage everyone to work on boundaries. Those boundaries change in different seasons of our lives, and it's a work in progress for all of us, but I really encourage finding those boundaries so you can live a life with peace. The next pearl of wisdom I want to share with you is society overemphasizes the importance of schooling and education. And I know I might get a lot of controversy and people that don't necessarily like that I'm saying this. So this is going to stir the pot. But I truly believe we learn more through real life experiences and travel. So that kind of goes back to my travel, but also real life experiences. So as an entrepreneur, I can tell you right now that no kind of schooling could have set me up or taught me what I needed to know about entrepreneurship and business ownership. Everything I know, I've learned through failures and growth and redoing and realigning and making sure that I'm making the necessary changes to be the best entrepreneur. The same is true. I have fur babies, so I do not have human children, but I know also a lot of my friends who have children and other people. So there's no book to teach you about how to be a good mother. There is no book to teach you about even how to hold your household together. And those aren't things they teach in school. Emotional intelligence isn't something they teach in school. Manners isn't something they teach in school. So truly, I just believe that society overemphasizes the importance of schooling and education. So if you want to judge me for that pearl of wisdom that I truly believe in my heart, that's okay, because I don't have to be liked. But that is truly something that's on my heart. And I think it's extremely important to just make sure that you're learning through your life experiences and travel. 30, everything you need is inside of you. So are you willing to use your strengths and weaknesses that are all within to become your best self? Truly, everything that we need is inside of us. Like, we were all put on this planet for a purpose. And everything we need is inside of us, but it's up to each of us to embrace that and use those strengths and weaknesses. Because like I said earlier, our strengths, if they are go from 0 to 150, if you use them as a strength, but go too far on the other side of the spectrum, they can become a weakness, and vice versa. Your weaknesses can become a strength if you embrace it and lean into it. So use everything that you have inside of you to get what you want out of life, because you do have a purpose, and that purpose is going to change the game for many people. It's going to inspire many people, but you really have to lean into it. Number 31, show up. It's that simple. Just show up. The first step to success at anything is showing up, even when you don't feel like it, because there will be days that you don't feel like it, but you have to show up, and so many people don't. So if you want to have an upper hand, if you want to be the 1% that lives the best life, both emotionally, physically, financially, mentally, in every angle and aspect of life, just show up. That is the first step. Number 32, don't limit yourself. Mindset is everything. I talk about mindset a lot, and it truly is everything. It's so powerful. If you think you can, you will. And if you think you can't, you won't. Simple as that. It all starts with your mindset. I go into every day knowing I can and I will. And mindset, again, it's like courage. You got to work that muscle every day. Do I have negative thoughts ever? Do I have thoughts of I'm not going to be able to do this, or I want to give up? Absolutely, I'm human, but I work that muscle and I do not let it stop me. So work your mindset, and mindset is everything. If you're going into a situation thinking you can't do it, you're not going to do it. So you really got to work on your mindset, and you're going to excel in life. Number 33, you need people, but not just any people, the right people. So find your people, find your circle, find your right people. You will do big things in this world. What is that quote that I love? Alone we can do so little, together we can do so much, which is so true. But the other part of that that's extremely important is you have to have the right people. So be picky and choose your people wisely. Number 34, health is everything. Without it, we have absolutely nothing. So health is so, so important. I am so grateful for my health. If you're listening to this right now and you're healthy, you're living the dream. There's so many people out there with health problems. And I'm telling you, everything else is nothing without our health. I feel so blessed to be thriving and living healthy with a body that gives me everything I need to be my best self. So health is everything, health is wealth. Number 35, love yourself first. You have to love yourself to love anyone else. or to be your best for anything in this world. So just put yourself first. I don't care if that sounds conceited. I don't care if that sounds selfish, but put yourself first. When you look good, when you feel good, you do good. So put yourself first. The next pearl of wisdom I want to share is be intentional. Be intentional with every single thing. Your career, your habits, your time, your relationships, your goals, execution, and you will absolutely thrive. There is nothing worse, or this is a huge pet peeve of mine, when someone just does a task to do a task, or just does the, you know, buys the gift just to buy a gift and you're not intentional. Like, I will never buy a gift for someone that doesn't match their personality or wasn't intentional. I will never put something on my calendar that is going to be a waste of time. So be intentional in every aspect of your life and you'll really see yourself thrive. Number 37, challenge yourself and hang out with others that challenge you too. So challenge yourself every day. Make yourself do something that's pushing you outside your comfort zone. And I also encourage you to hang out and embrace people that do the same for you. I know it can be uncomfortable, but why would you want to surround yourself with people that aren't going to be real with you or challenge you? Because whether it's just challenging your perspective, because we all are so tunnel visioned in our own perspective, or challenging you to do better, even if it's just going to your trainer and they're pushing you harder than you would have done if you were working out alone. So challenge yourself and hang out with others that challenge you too. The next one is huge. This is so true. Make your bed every day. I know this sounds so simple and petty, maybe to some people, but how you do anything is how you do everything. I make my bed every single day, unless it's a day that I'm washing my sheets. And there's something about making your bed every day that sets the tone and shows that you're ready to work. You're ready to do the work. Plus, you know, to be honest, there's nothing better than getting back into bed at night in a freshly made bed after a long day. So there is just something so powerful in making your bed. Again, that's part of my morning routine. I make my bed every single day and I kind of judge people who don't. So yeah, I think it's so important to make your bed. I'm curious to know how many of you out there do the same. Number 39, hydration and sleep cure a lot. More than you think. So most humans don't drink enough water and most humans are super dehydrated. I drink a ton of water. I love drinking water, but I still think I don't drink enough water. And being hydrated and getting sleep is so important. And I guarantee you'll feel better by making sure you have enough of both of those. It's so important to rest, so important to hydrate. And when we're healthy, again, this is going to just be another good habit that you can incorporate to be your best self, to be healthy, and to live your best life. Number 40, as we kind of close out here, have fun and keep life exciting. This is so important and vital to enjoy life experiences and making memories. I am someone who absolutely loves adventure, freedom, and fun. All the memories of these experiences and excitement are what create momentum to keep it going and keep your life alive. Like, you want to have that fun. Like, life was made to have fun, even in the work environment. Like, let's have fun. You know, like, there's nothing better than a busy day with my adrenaline running, with a busy day at the clinic and seeing like our clients' lives change and just having fun with it, but also the adventures outside of the work world, like traveling and being a foodie and having a girls' night out and having a date night and just embracing the excitement to create memories, because you only live once. So make sure you're creating those memories and keeping your life fun and exciting. And finally, number 41 of the pearls of wisdom I would like to share with you is happiness is a choice. I know this sounds so cliche, but it's so true. It's less about what happens to you and around you and more about how you are and how you decide to view what happens to you. So there's a quote that I love. It's like, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. And that's so true. And it's so important to respond versus react. And this can play a big part in your overall happiness. Because the thing is, we all see our present lives as worse than we expected or better than we expected. So how do you see it? Your perspective is everything. And I'll end on that. So that's a wrap. These 41 pearls of wisdom I learned in the 41 years have just scratched the surface of what I've learned. But my hope is that you are able to live, learn, and thrive with these pearls I've shared and your own experiences in life. Creating the life of your dreams is such a beautiful thing, and it's all up to each of you. So get out there and make it happen. Until next time, I'll talk to you soon.
There you have it, another episode of Hustle and Heart. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on your app and connect with me on social media so you don't miss a beat. I'll see you next time on the Hustle and Heart podcast.